Welcome back to Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malevsky. And today's guest in our hot seat is Matt Moynihan, the CEO of Forcepoint. Matt, welcome.
Great to be here.
So tell us, what is Forcepoint up to today? What is human-centric cyber? I've never heard this term before.
I believe it's the next big problem is around understanding behavior. Infrastructure compromise. We've proven that infrastructures will get compromised, right? And we've proven our inability to truly protect enterprises in a world of on-premise infrastructure where we owned it. Now with the cloud and hybrid IT, everything's being outsourced. And so we firmly believe that protecting our organization's intellectual property and critical data in a world of hybrid and cloud IT really requires a deep understanding of how people behave on a network and how content flows on a network. So human-centric cyber is all about that.
When you're saying human-centric cyber, we're talking about, is this an employee behind the firewall going onto social media, clicking links, maybe they should or shouldn't? I mean, is it all about how they operate at work behind the firewall, and are you watching their behavior on their platform, Windows or Android or Macintosh? Is it any platform?
Yeah, really, it's really not just employees. It's any type of person or entity that you need to do your business with. It could be an employee. It could be a partner. If you take the classic Target breach, mm-hmm. Everybody talks about how a partner attached to Target's network, an HVAC partner, and then went and accessed the point of sale. It wasn't an HVAC vendor. Someone stole the HVAC vendor's credentials, got on the network, impersonated that vendor, and then went and did something bad. And so that's just a great example of the fact that most infrastructure breaches take place from someone stealing or compromising someone's identity. And so what we're trying to do is create a profile of the good people on your network that you need to do business with. So when someone steals their identity and shows up under their identity trying to steal something, we can surface who's good and who's bad.
Who would buy this kind of solution to protect their network, and who's really the big target of this kind of identity theft to steal information?
Yeah, so I would say it's the medium-sized business and up. We certainly have a lot of small business customers, but this is for organizations, I would say. It's not so much tied to size, but really the type of critical data and intellectual property you have. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a medium business where you have something that if it were stolen, whether it be for governance and compliance reasons or a special formula to one of your inputs to your products, you'd want to use our solution.
What kind of company are you, and where are you headed? And, are you private? Are you public? Where are you going?
Yeah, we're probably the best-kept secret in cyber right now, and we have to change that. Forcepoint is the second largest private security company in the world.
Okay, my last question is, we're hearing a lot about AI, machine learning, cloud. Where do you see that going, and is your holistic approach including some artificial intelligence aspects to your solutions, some machine learning? How does it all fit into what you do?
So the answer is yes, yes, and yes, right? People throw around those buzzwords quite a bit. Machine learning is a subset of AI. So think of machine learning as really be phase one of AI, right? Where we're able to train smart machines to do fairly basic tasks, mm-hmm. Pattern matching, data matching, right? So I think we got to separate out the buzz that exists and is thrown around. So machine learning, absolutely, it's one of the most important types of techniques we can use to drive efficiency and get some of the human element out of that basic work so that we can free up the really high-end security analysts to focus on the more sophisticated threats. AI, I think, has a lot of promise, but the applications are still coming to fruition in cyber. So it'll be part of it, and look forward to seeing where we take it.
That sounds great. Matt, this is one of my most exciting interviews. And as you said, the company that everyone needs to know about, you've been kind of quietly out there, and Forcepoint sounds like a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I think we're just getting going. I think, the company is only 2 years old, and I think we've got all the resources, much more so than a startup with a broad product portfolio. And I do think that we could be much more nimble than some of the larger legacy security providers. So I'm very excited about Forcepoint.
Sounds good. So I'd say to our viewers, keep an eye on Forcepoint, and stay tuned to Cyber Defense TV for another exciting episode where information security is knowledge and power.